KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. And we have our friend John Mead with John Thomas Jewelers in studio. How's the jewelry business, John?
Jewelry business for us is fantastic lately.
Well, I can tell you this. You have a beautiful store. Give us your address real quick.
2440 Louisiana Boulevard, Southeast, in the Lewis University building.
And it's really a unique setup. When you walk in, you have really nice displays, but it's a little more kickback than you're going to get maybe at a store somewhere else where there's a lot of pressure sales and things.
That is probably our biggest obstacle to overcome is people drive down Louisiana trying to find us, and they're looking for a jewelry store, and instead we're on the third floor of an office building. And so some people think it's going to be desks. They're not really sure what to expect, and then they walk in, and they're like, wow, this is really cool.
Well, you have a special promotion starting November 20th, and it's going to run all the way through Christmas Eve. Tell us about it.
Well, we're doing something first of its kind in Albuquerque. We are doing a snow promotion. So we're saying this Christmas, let it snow. And, you know, a commercial says, you know, most people wish for a white Christmas. We're hoping for snowy New Year's. So if it snows just 1 inch or more on New Year's Day, all jewelry purchased from November 20th through December 24th is absolutely free.
Wow.
Yep. 100% free, and there's no minimum purchase. And the nicest thing is there's no maximum purchase.
Wow. Better tell us that one more time.
Okay. So, you know, we talked to the insurance company. We talked to the National Weather Service and found out that it has snowed 1 inch or more on New Year's Day at the Albuquerque airport 10 of the last 30 years. I don't know if you remember last year, New Year's, everything was shut down. We had 5 inches of snow on New Year's Day. So we went with the most likely scenario. Christmas Day, it hasn't snowed over an inch, and I think once in the last 38 years. So we went for the biggest bang for the buck. We're really, really rooting for the snow. So if it snows just 1 inch from 12:01 a.m. on New Year's Day until 11:59 p.m., so we got 24 hours for it to accumulate just an inch at the Albuquerque airport, then everybody's purchase is free.
That is an amazing promotion.
Oh, we are like so excited for it. We're going to be watching the weather forecast so closely, and we're going to be sitting there with fingers crossed. So
John, you have a lot of people right now that are thinking about getting engaged. They're thinking about, gee, they just went to the Love and Respect conference back in September. Really haven't bought my wife anything that would be really nice. Here comes Christmas. Tell us how somebody gets involved with going and figuring out what type of jewelry or something would be a really neat choice for their spouse.
Well, I think we make it pretty easy. We have non-commissioned salespeople, myself included. You come in the door, and you've been into the store. It's very laid back. Nobody tackles you at the knees unless you walk in carrying donuts. but, you know, we're just going to find out, you know, what it is you have in mind. What's a comfortable price range to be in? And then we have the largest selection of bridal in the state of New Mexico. And if you can't find something out of 2,500 rings, then we have the design center where we just sit there and create it in CAD right in front of your eyes. On top of that, we have silver jewelry, beautiful fashion silver jewelry starting at $100 and up, beautiful diamonds, ruby, sapphire, everything. And people are always so shocked at the prices. If you've been out retail shopping and you come to our store, the biggest question we get is, why are your prices so much lower? And I always reframe the question and say, you know, the question you should be asking is, why are they charging so much more?
Yes. In your business, John, you've been doing it a long time, but you're always learning. Like, I know you just took a trip where you were learning about diamonds.
We learned a lot. I'd worked in the diamond district in New York and thought I really knew the diamond industry, and we went to Antwerp, Belgium, is the diamond capital of the world. 80% of the world's loose diamonds are traded in Antwerp. I went there expecting to sit down and look through a couple hundred diamonds over the course of 2 days for 7 different clients who had pre-ordered. The first appointment on the first morning for the first client, they brought me out over 300 loose diamonds in this tight little parameter range that I thought I was going to be looking through 10 or 15. It's funny because we shot personalized videos for each client that we pre-ordered diamonds for, and on the second day at the end of the day. And when you watch the video, you can see how tired my eyes look. I looked through over 3,000 loose diamonds in 2 days. I was exhausted. It was a shock that so many diamonds are there.
But what a neat value you brought to the customers that are wanting that special diamond for special somebody.
It was a neat value for us, too, because I was pleasantly surprised. We got better diamonds for the money than we expected, and then way better choices. So we picked the absolute most beautiful diamond for each client.
Well, talk to us about this promotion again. On November 20th, you're starting a promotion, and you're hoping it snows.
We're hoping it snows. And one of the questions we keep getting is, boy, I bet you guys hope it doesn't snow. And, you know, it's the opposite. We actually took out an insurance policy. So for us, if it snows, we get to hand you back your money. That's going to be a huge victory. We're really excited about that. So starting at 10 a.m. on November 20th, Wednesday, through Christmas Eve, any purchase, you buy a $100 pair of earrings, you buy a $28,000 loose diamond, any purchase at all between now and Christmas Eve. If it snows, like I said, just 1 inch or more on New Year's Day, very easy to do. We're supposed to have a snowier than normal winter. We're supposed to have a colder than normal winter. And the National Weather Service says that our best chance for snow is December 15th through January 15th for the accumulation of snow. So if that happens, there's going to be a lot of happy people in Albuquerque.
Well, John, and I know you and your integrity. You've been gracious to sponsor programming on KNKT, and we appreciate that very much. We want also for people to be attracted to go and do business at John Thomas Jewelers because I think they get to know you and know your heart. And I know your heart, so I know you're being sincere when you say, yeah, we've got this insurance policy set up and we're rooting for snow. But here's the other thing, and you said it earlier in the program. If you go in and buy a diamond from the 20th through Christmas Eve, you're going to be getting an extraordinary value.
Correct. It's not like, well, you got a chance at your money back, and there's a little bit of a compromise for that. We just sold a diamond to a gentleman the other day. I had him put down just a small deposit, told him, wait till Wednesday to pay the balance. We're hoping that if it snows, I can give him all that money back. The diamond was $28,000. We usually take half down, $14,000. I took $500 down and said, you know, come in next week. He had shopped around, and that diamond was anywhere from $40,000 to $50,000 at other local stores.
Wow.
And so he was really shocked at the value. So,
are there things that people will see in the market when it comes to choosing a diamond that you would not say are what somebody should be looking for? What are the things people need to be looking at in a diamond?
Well, it gets a little bit involved, and we really spell it out for you when you stop in the store, but how the diamond is cut, whether or not it has fluorescence, where the flaws are located, those are all huge aspects of it. I have a picture on my phone from Antwerp where I had three cushion cut diamonds that should all have been identical based on their paperwork, all the same cut, all the same color, clarity. Everything sounded the same. And then the pictures of the three side by side by side, they look like not even distant cousins. It's really amazing how little intricacies can make such a difference. And so that's where you come in, get the hands on. And that's why we do so well versus people buying online. If you go online and you see this price that's half of the retail stores here in town, you're really tempted to pull the trigger, but you don't get to see it first. If you've been out shopping and then you come in our store and we're half the price of the local stores, now it's problem solved because you get to see it first.
Right. Well, and you're going to go through that process of educating people about what they're looking at.
Absolutely.
Which they don't have that opportunity a lot of times.
It's funny, and we've had customers come back with this feedback. After spending 5 minutes in our store going over what to look for in a diamond, if they do go out shopping, they've come back and said, you know, I knew more about diamonds than the manager of the store I went to shop at.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to just recommend as kind of the third party here, if you're looking for jewelry, go by and talk with John's staff at John Thomas Jewelers. Find out all you can find out about what you're trying to purchase and what they have available. And then if you're not comfortable to make a decision right then, you actually encourage people to go shopping because invariably they're coming back.
It's actually much easier for us if you've been out shopping. If we're your first stop, then you just hear what we're saying. But anybody that's been out shopping comes back to our store is just like thrilled with it. So yeah, going out shopping makes us look better, you know, so right. We encourage that.
Well, and I hate to be repetitive, but tell us your location again and how people find your store.
That's fine. We're 2440 Louisiana Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We're inside the Lewis University building. So that's directly across from Coronado Mall at where Fuddruckers is. Traffic light right there takes you up our driveway. We're on the third floor. And you can always call us at 342-9200 if you're not quite sure of where we're located. And we're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. We're closed Sundays and Mondays.
Mm. John, how, as a person, I know you're a person of faith and you're a business person. Is it difficult to reconcile those two things?
Oh, not at all. Not for me. In fact, I'm very blessed that, you know, Calvary has used our video for our baptism up in their screen. And I have a lot of customers come in and say, hey, I saw you on the video on Sunday. And so, you know, having that connection with clients is just really great. I mentioned this before, but our FedEx driver, you know, big plugs in his ears, tattoos, long hair, looks like he'll, you know, throw a knife at you. And he came in one day, he goes, I saw you at church on Sunday. And it's like, you know, just such a nice, heartwarming connection. But, you know, being a business owner and being a person of faith, I think it empowers you. It's better that I'm the business owner and can make decisions for the business coming from a place of faith.
Yeah. This hoping for snow promotion, John, seems a little bit dangerous to me.
Oh man, we're really hoping. Last year, I hadn't even heard of something like this. I didn't know insurance companies would underwrite this.
I mean, this is kind of like the hole in one at a golf course, right?
But way more likely.
Yeah, way more likely. The odds are much greater.
In the last 30 years, you had a 33% shot at it. You don't have that shot at a hole in one.
Yeah.
You know, if I had known about it last year and then we got 5 inches of snow on New Year's, that would have been awesome. But, you know, just the fun aspect of it. I had a couple in yesterday. They were looking at wedding bands for their wedding in June, and they bought the engagement ring from us. They're definitely going to buy the wedding bands. And we all agreed together that now would be the time to buy them instead of waiting until closer to the wedding, because if you're buying it anyways, why not have a shot at getting it free?
You bet. How about selecting styles and all those kind of things? So a man comes in, he wants to buy an engagement ring. Do you recommend he brings in his fiance or soon-to-be fiance or... What is that? Do you see it more common where the women want to have input, or would they rather have the man go in and select something for them?
It depends on how terrified they look when they come in. if they come in deer in the headlights, you know, we try to make them at ease. But, you know, in the 30 years I've been doing this, it started off, the man came in, picked it, got down on one knee, surprised her. That kind of changed over time to the man would come in and then come back with the girlfriend. Then for a long time, the couples always came in together. Mm. Now it's kind of swung back the other way, a little bit more traditional. The guy comes in by himself. Sometimes they'll have pictures on their phone from her Etsy or Pinterest or Instagram. But a lot of times they come in by themselves, and we try to make them as comfortable as possible. We're actually the only jewelry store that I know of in the United States that gives 1 year full exchange on anything custom made.
Wow.
That's unheard of. You have something custom made, you own it. It was made specially for you. Well, we have one program in particular on custom that you have 1 year exchange, equal or greater, no questions asked.
So how do you come to custom, John? I mean, all of us have gone and seen all the available online options for different things, but let's say you see two designs, you can kind of shoot a picture of both of those, come in, and you guys might be able to do something very artistic that combines two concepts.
That's actually our specialty. We just made a ring for somebody. It was the halo top from one ring, The side gallery from another, and the side shank from a third ring. So put those three together. And what's nice with the CAD design, we built it in CAD first, made sure he liked it. We actually made a few tweaks after he looked at it. In the end, he saw a 3D rendering of exactly what it was going to look like, and he just absolutely loved it. We made it. He's given it to her. We actually added a little cross on the gallery under the center stone because they wanted to, you know, profess their faith. And it came out just fantastic. And, I mean, he had a little bit of a tear in his eye. I don't think he would admit that. But when he picked it up, it was beautiful.
How is Albuquerque for finding good employees and things, John?
I think anywhere is tough. You know, Albuquerque has one of the higher unemployment rates, yet it seems to not be that case when you're looking. I had a new young lady start with us about 3 weeks ago. And one of our challenges is we do so much custom that you need to know your stuff. You know, if you came in and I'm busy with another customer, that person needs to be able to get you to a certain point. And so, you know, Albuquerque can be a little bit of a challenge in hiring, but we're also trying to hire people with super friendly, not pushy. If you are a commission shark, you're not going to fit in our environment. Mm-hmm.
But you're always looking for people that really want to serve people and have an interest in the jewelry industry. And
that's our ultimate goal. We have a gal that I've worked with for 15 years, love her to death. Her name's Christine, and She just genuinely cares about her customers. Our new staff member that joined us recently, her name's Melise. She's a strong believer. So that's actually been nice because, you know, the jeweler's a believer. My wife is, myself, now Melise. So we've kind of tipped the scales in favor of that. And it's nice. You can't only surround yourself with believers, but when you do have a few extra people like that around, it does make it a little less stressful. So,
John, do you find people of faith are more or less interested in helping everybody, regardless of their faith?
That's a tough one. That's a little curveball. You know, it's to the individual person. So I've met some people of faith that I think are amazing. I've had some people really guide me in my walk the last year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, hopefully those are the people we encounter. But sometimes you encounter somebody whose walk is not quite that strong, and maybe that's they're put in your path for a reason.
You know, there was a time when I was growing up where, you know, I've always been interested in evangelism and sharing my faith. But after offending a bunch of people and handing them a Three Spiritual Laws tract, and that's, there's nothing wrong with those tracts, but just my approach was very abrasive and non-loving. I really was convicted that people need to be loved on.
Correct.
And I encourage everybody that's listening, that's what you use this for. John Thomas Jewelers and John Mead, the owner, is in studio with us. John, thanks for visiting with us. The snowball promotion is on November 20th.
Yep, let's all hope for snow.
Amen. We'll see you next time on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.